talking about Abraham. Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse number 18, the Bible said, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. We'd like to take our text tonight from verse 20, where it says, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." The Lord would help us tonight. I like to preach on quit staggering. Quit staggering. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the beautiful day that You've given us. We thank You, Lord, that spring is on its way, new life is on its way. In nature, Lord, we ask and pray that new life would rise in our own hearts, in our own lives, in our services, we ask and pray. Lord, I ask that You would bless this prayer service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Quit staggering. Even when He was a little child or younger, or even if you was ever playing with your kids, even have you ever just spun yourself around before and you went around and around and around until you got all dizzy? Or have you ever been up someplace really high and you stepped out over the edge and you looked down, and after you looked down you realized how high you was up, and you looked up and you realized you was on the edge, and all of a sudden, amen, you felt a little woozy a little bit and your body got a little bit staggery and you got dizzy a little bit? What happened then? Your equilibrium got out of balance. Even your body became confused for a moment. Even for them few seconds, even after you went around and around, your eyes got a little bit dizzy as the world went around you. Amen. And for those few seconds, you almost fell down, even because you were spinning around. Amen. God created our physical man with balance. Amen. God created you and I with the ability to walk straight. God created you and I with the ability to focus in on an object. Amen. And God created you and I to be, amen, not like a drunk man who, as he's driving down the road, he doesn't know which one of the three lines he sees, amen, that's supposed to be the center line. And as he's driving, he say, "Well, amen, I hope this is the right line. I hope I'm not going over the road." Amen. And he staggers down the road, hoping to make it to his destination. Amen. But tonight, church, God wants you and I to make it to our spiritual destinations. Amen. God tonight wants you and I. Amen. He wants us to be able to lay hold upon His promises tonight. Amen. God does not want you and I to stagger around. Amen. One moment saying, "Well, I think God, amen, is going to move for me." And the next day we cross the line. And the next second we're staggering. Amen. God can move. Well, maybe God can. Amen. God can meet my need. Well, maybe God can. And we stagger and stagger. And we never get a hold of God. We say, "Well, I don't know if I can do it. And well, this person has been through it. And I talked to them about it. And they said, well, amen, I just didn't make it. I just about gave up. And well, you just might as well be prepared for a long battle. And you might as well be prepared just to, amen, go through it a little bit and struggle a little bit. And well, amen, we say sometimes, well, I don't know if it's God's will to move for me in this situation. And I don't know if it's God's will to heal me." Amen. In one moment we're saying, "God, give me the answer." Amen. One moment, "God, give me the blessing." And the next minute we're saying, "I don't know if You can, God. Amen. I don't know if You're going to do it for me, God." Amen. Well, we say it's a long way to reach the promise. Or, well, there's a lot of obstacles in the road. Even maybe I can't get a hold of God. Even maybe God's not going to give me a miracle. Even maybe I won't be what God wants me to do. Even all the load is heavier.
Even sometimes we say, oh, even Satan is so strong. Even maybe I can do it, maybe I can't. And we walk on the borderline time and time again. Even staggering around. Even instead of getting a hold of God. Even tonight it's time we quit staggering. Even one thing for sure is, it's not God's will for us to walk our spiritual journey that way. Amen. Tonight, church, it's time that you and I begin to believe God simply because He is God. Amen. It's time that we believe God. Amen. Because He is God. Because He is the Creator tonight. Amen. It's time that you and I, amen, quit staggering around. Amen. It's time we got a hold of God and had God begin to move for you and I. Amen. Let's look at Abraham. Verse number 18 says this. Says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Who against hope believed in hope. Amen. Two things, amen, that support up hope. Reason and experience was against Abraham. Amen. Reason told Abraham that he said, well, Abraham, you're 99 years old. Amen. Sarah is 90 years old. Amen. Reason told him that you might as well forget about it. You'll never have a child. Amen. You'll never have that seed that God spoke about. Amen. Reason told him that. Amen. Experience told him it was impossible. Amen. For many years, amen, we've still not been able to have a child. Amen. Reason, experience told him, look around you. Have you ever heard, Abraham, amen, about anybody else being your age? It's still being able to have a child. Amen. You might as well give up. Amen. You might as well quit hoping. Amen. But I said he believed against hope. Amen. Verse 19 says this. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Amen. He considered not. In other words, Abraham paid no attention to that fact. Amen. He paid no attention to the fact that Sarah had been barren all of her life. Amen. He paid no attention to the fact, amen, that they had never been through this experience before. And that they could have said, well, maybe, amen, we had children back then. Amen. Maybe, just maybe, we might have a children. Amen. Even in our old age, because we've been through this before. Amen. We've got children to prove it. Amen. But they didn't have that to hold on to. Amen. Their tears had come and go with no success. But they can, but Abraham considered not. Amen. I want you to know tonight, if you're going to lay hold of the promises of God, amen, if you're going to receive your miracle tonight, it'll be because you quit considering things. Amen. It'll be because you quit letting this and that, amen, be a stepping stone in front of you. Amen. Because you quit listening to Satan lie, amen, and letting that become an obstacle. It's because you quit listening to reason and quit listening to experience. Because you, amen, begin to listen to the Word of God. Amen. You consider not everything else. Amen. But you consider what God says. You consider what the Word of God says. You consider His promises tonight. Amen. It's time we quit staggering around. Amen. There'll be those that will tell you when you're sick. Just say and claim you're not sick and you'll be all right. Well, amen. Faith doesn't ignore facts. It simply holds to something higher. Amen, Sister Gloria. Amen. You can claim all night if you want that your foot's not hurting you. But as soon as you step on it and begin to walk, amen, it's going to become a fact that it begins to hurt. And you're going to be able to, amen, feel it. Amen. But Abraham, consider not. Amen. He didn't let that stand in his way that he was old. That Sarah was old. Amen. But he simply clung to something higher tonight. Amen. Are you ready tonight, church? Amen. To quit looking at the ground level and begin to look up to God. And say, God, I want what you got for me. I want the blessings of a living God. Lord, you promised in your word And oh God, I want what you have for me. I want your Holy Ghost, dear God. Lord, I want revival in my life. I want you to move in my family. I want you to move in my situation. Amen. Let's quit staggering around, church. Amen. But let's grab a hold of the promises of God. And let's see what God can do. And Abraham had a faith in a divine power above nature, in a divine power that's able to quicken supernatural life into that which is dead. Amen. Tonight I want you to know your dead hope. Amen. The things, amen, in your life that seem dead. Amen. That seem that cannot happen to you. Amen. That seems that God, amen, cannot do. Amen. That things will never turn around. I mean, I tell you tonight, God can resurrect your hope tonight. Amen. God can resurrect your situation. Come on, out of breath. Amen. But oh, tonight, amen, it's time that we believe. Amen, that the God who created this body can heal it. Amen, it's time that we believe. Amen, that the God who created the home and instituted the home can heal it. Amen, it's time to believe that the God who created Lucifer before he fell. Amen, that created Satan. Amen, before he went wrong. Amen, can even right now command Satan. Amen, to loose you and let you go. Amen, and to get behind you. Even right now he can look at Satan and say, let my children go. Let my people go. They're not yours, oh Satan, they're mine. I bought them in my blood. I washed them in my blood. I set them free on Calvary tonight. You can be free tonight, church. Even you can have victory tonight. But oh, we got to quit staggering around saying, can God do it or can he? Even can I hold on or can I? You can make it tonight if you'll just quit staggering around. Amen. Amen. Reason for not staggering. Amen. Simply this, God is faithful. Amen. God's faithful. What did Abraham? Verse 21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was also able to perform. Hebrews 10, 23, the Bible says this. Let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, without staggering. For he is faithful that promised. Amen. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Whatever God's done in the past, amen, he's well able to do right now. Amen. Whatever you've seen and heard is still possible right now. Amen. That's why the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That's why, amen, when all else fails, we need to turn back to the Bible. Amen. We need to look in the Bible. Amen. We need to say, oh God, amen, let me read how you done it for Moses. Let me read how you done it for Abraham. Let me read how you done it for Peter and Paul and your 12 disciples. Let me read how you done it for the saints of God. And as we begin to read tonight in the Bible, we see a God is faithful. Amen. He's not a man tonight that he should lie. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Amen. Tonight, even if we stagger, amen, if we begin to waver a little bit, amen, if we choose to magnify our mountain above our God, amen, yet God stands there faithfully still. Amen. He stands there faithfully still. Amen. The promises of God stand there faithfully still. Amen. We might deny God. Amen. But yet he can never deny himself tonight. Amen. Why? Because he's faithful tonight. Amen. He's faithful tonight. Amen. All I want you to know. Amen. If God would deliver a Syrophoenician woman's daughter. Amen. If Jesus called a dog. And yet he said, Lord, the dogs, amen, eat at the crumbs of your table. If God had mercy on a woman like that. Amen. He'll have mercy upon his children. If God loves somebody like that, amen, he surely loves you and I tonight. Amen. God's faithful tonight. Amen. We need to quit staggering. Amen. Romans 8:32 says this. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Amen. When God gave us that great gift, Jesus, He gave us Jesus unasked. Amen. There's not one of us, amen, that ever cried and said, oh God, will you send us your son? Amen. Will you make a way for us with your son? Amen. But God gave us that great gift unasked. Amen. Tonight, if He'll give us the great gift unasked, amen, surely won't He give us the other things when we ask? Amen. Won't He give us the other things if we'll just say, amen, oh God, I'm your child and need your help. Amen. If God gave us the great gift tonight, amen, surely He'll give us the lesser gift. Amen. If God gave us His son, amen, He'll also freely give you and I all things. It's time we quit staggering. It's time we quit with our unbelief tonight. And it's time we lay hold of God. Amen. The one gift God gave to us while we was enemies. Amen. How much more? Amen. Will God give it to us now? Amen. His promises. Amen. Revival. The Holy Ghost, our healing. Amen. For God to move and work in our situations. Amen. How much more tonight will He give them to us now that we are friends? Amen. Now that we have been made the children of God. Oh, how can we stagger with such a faithful God? Amen. Less than that, God is able. Amen. Being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. Amen. It's one thing to promise something. It's another thing to be able to deliver something. Amen. Daniel 3:17, the Hebrew boy said this. He said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Of your hand, O King, one way or the other, you won't be able to touch us anymore. Amen. I want you to know our God tonight is able to deliver you tonight. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. God's able tonight to deliver you. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, as ye always having all sufficiently in all things may abound to every good work. Have you been wanting to do something for God? Amen. Have you been attempting to do something for God? Has God laid something upon your heart that He wants you to do? And it seems every time you try, there's a roadblock. Every time you try, amen, to step out and follow God, amen, something is there to hinder you. Amen. An obstacle is rising in your way, and it seems you try, and you try, and you try, and you have no success. Amen. I want you to know tonight God is able, amen, tonight to make all the grace abound towards you. Amen. That ye may abound in every good work. I say, go ahead and live for God. Go ahead and do something for God. God's able to anoint you tonight. God's able to equip you tonight. God's able to make you effective tonight. Amen. Go ahead and do a work for God. Go ahead and live for God in spite of the obstacles. Amen. He's able tonight. Amen. Hebrews 2:18 says, because He was tempted, He is able to secure them that are tempted. Even that word secure means He's able to go to the aid of. He's able to bring relief. Amen. All their life. Amen. Them refugees over there. Amen. When the Red Cross comes in and they bring supplies over to them. Amen. What are they doing? They're getting relief. Amen. They're getting aid that they need to survive and to live. Amen. Oh, tonight, amen, when you're sick and afflicted, amen, and you're so bad that you have to call the ambulance, amen, when the ambulance comes, what is the ambulance doing? Amen. It's bringing you relief. It's coming to the aid of your needy body. Amen. Whether no matter what it is, they're coming to the aid of you. Amen. I want you to know Jesus has been where you're at. He has faced what you're facing tonight. He's been in the deep valley where you're at. Amen. He's had the big mountain stand in front of Him. Amen. Because He has been there. Because He's been an overcomer tonight. Amen. He's able to come to your aid tonight. He knows what you need today. He knows what you need tonight. He knows what you need tomorrow, church. Amen. Our God's able tonight. Amen. Let's quit staggering tonight. Amen. But let's reach out and grab hold of the promises of God. fact, He's, amen, exceeding, abundantly able, amen, to do above what we ever asked or think. Amen. He's able to do it better than you can imagine. Amen. Sometimes we lower our expectations. Amen. We say, if God can just do it this much. Amen. But I want you to know God's able to do it that much and more. Amen. He's not able just to do it a little bit. Amen. He's not just able tonight, amen, to move barely for you. Amen. But our God is able to move. Amen. Till you have to stand back in awe. Amen. And say, nobody but God can do that. Amen. God can part the Red Sea like that. Amen. Nobody but God can heal like that. Nobody but God can bless like that. Nobody but God can pour out His Spirit like that. He is able tonight, church. Amen. I'm talking about a God tonight who was able to move for you. Amen. Why is He able tonight? Matthew 28:18 says, all power is given to Him. Amen. All of it. All of it. Amen. I'm closing with this. Amen. Tonight, faith in its essence is response. Amen. It's response to God's word of promises. Amen. It's simply acceptance. It's saying God said it, and I believe it tonight. Amen. Micah 7:7, Micah says this. He says, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Amen. My God will hear me. Amen. Tonight, are you looking? Are you waiting? Amen. That's what faith is tonight. It's faith. Amen. Is your life on the outlook? Amen. It's looking out for God. Amen. Saying, I've asked God. Amen. I've looked for God. I've waited for God. Amen. But now, because I've asked and because I've waited, I'm looking now. Amen. I've got my binoculars on. Amen. I'm looking out for any day. I'm looking out for any seconds where God's going to come by for me. And He's going to reveal Himself to me. And He's going to move Himself on my behalf. When Hudson Taylor first came to China, they came very close by the shore of some cannibal islands. Amen. All of a sudden the wind quit blowing right when they was near the shores of this island. And they began drifting shoreward. Amen. And the savages were eagerly waiting for supper at evening. And the captain came to Mr. Taylor and he said, will you pray to God for us? Mr. Taylor said, I will. He said, provided that you set your sails to catch the breeze. Amen. The captain declined because he didn't want to make himself a laughing stock. And said, I better not. And so Mr. Taylor said, well, I'm sorry. Amen. I'm not going to pray. Amen. He said, I won't undertake and pray unless you prepare the sails. Amen. All of us, the captain ended up changing his mind and he set the sails. And amen. While Mr. Taylor was down in the lower part of the ship praying, there came a knock at his door. And he said, who's there? And the captain replied, and he said, are you still praying for the wind? And Mr. Taylor said, yes. Amen. The captain said, well, you better stop praying. Amen. For we have more wind than we can manage. Amen. And sure enough, when they was but 100 yards, amen, from the shores of where them cannibals were waiting, amen, there God, amen, delivered and set the wind. And set the wind. But why? Amen. Because the captain set the sails. Amen. I'm here to tell tonight. Amen. The wind is blowing again. Amen. God's been seeing the wind by our way. Amen. Service after service. Amen. Time after time. Amen. The wind's been blowing. Amen. It's blowing down this aisle. It's been blowing in between these pews. It's been blowing around the altar tonight. But have you set your sails, church? Amen. I say in this service tonight, lift up your sails tonight. Lift up your eyes tonight. Your redemption draweth nigh. Let's stand in closing.